Thank you. We can get you some bushes.
You know what we're going to do if we only got one show, don't you?
Do it all!
Play all night! Make it a long one, that's what we're going to do.
What about Sharon?
Patience, child.
No. I have no patience.
What about stealing?
Now, you all ought to know I don't do no damn requests. I mean, you might know what you want to hear, but you guys are really lame when it comes to putting together a set. Can't mama please, don't put that thing on me. You know my good girl left me for another man. She put that thing on me now. I couldn't raise my hand. Put that thing on me, oh, I couldn't raise my hand. I'm asked a married woman, she let me be her kid. She said it's fine with me now, dear. You got to keep your head. You got to keep your head. You got to. She's fine with me now, child. You got to keep your head. Peter, play for me. Don't care what you do, you can't quit. That woman, child, she put that thing on you. She put that thing on you. And she put it on you right now. You can't eat. You get hungry, child. You can't go sleep at night. Oh, you can't sleep at night. You just can't. can't eat. When you get hungry, we can't sleep well. What say, see? Thank you.
Thank you.
I just come in on a midnight special. How about that? Car broke down in Memphis, man. Stopped dead in its tracks. Just come. I just called to tell you how I feel. I feel like some ocean lost my driving wheel. I feel like some just call to tell you that I need you. Just need to tell you. Thank you.
Let me introduce my friends to you. Some of you may have seen this before. Vic Fiji has carpal tunnel syndrome, so he couldn't come this time. Although he's going to arrive, we hear rumors he may arrive tomorrow night playing some mandolin, but it hurts him too much to play guitar. I was very lucky to persuade my friend Glenn Lowe to come and play guitar for us. Man who simultaneously holds the Phil Championship in two states, Maryland and New York, Jeff Weiser. And our vocalist, Karen Faulkner, in Stripes, man. Beth Reynolds. Lynn Ray. Playing the bass, Butch Amian. On the drums, the Greg Kahuna, the kick drum. Cynosure of the cymbal, the Sultan of the skins, the prince of the pads, and boss of the brushes, god of the groove, Richard Crooks. Mr. C, need I say more? Cornet and trumpet, the ineffable and unpronounceable Peter Eklund. The son of the saxophone, the hardest working man in show business, Johnny Jet John Furman. Thank you.
finally opens your heart. Now you're just you and I. You realize you're not so damn smart. You finally lost your famous cool.
Too adventurous. Y'all wishing us luck on this?
Thank you.
You ain't the best thing this child ever had. Don't want to be long. Oh, honey, till you step beyond there. Don't want to be long. Oh, little till you feel your head. But let me tell you something, honey. You're gonna be walking the streets a long, long, lonesome time before you find another man like me to crawl your toes and blow your eyes back in your head.
Thank you.
dead. Just give me one more, one little kiss, one more little kiss, one more little kiss before I go. Cause I need it this time. I swear I'm not coming back no more.
Go pass a blood.
No.
Exhibition made me strong between my knees. She moved as if her back had no bone whilst the ensemble performed a concertina that they've had in the Main Street home or something like this.
Thank you.
got up on her tippy toes. She had these velvety feet. You see the dance across the stage like this. Floor the way a banker looks at money. She looked at that floor with desire, want, naked lust. I know it's raw, but I have to tell the truth. She looked at that floor as if she wished to have its children. As if she wished to develop a meaningful relationship with the floor. And then she did. It was disgusting. I loved it. When she finally got to her feet again, her feet being the most seldom observed part of her anatomy, were perhaps because, and perhaps in spite of that fact, the most faithful part of her anatomy. And the very soles of her feet refused to relinquish their grasp on that floor. They refused. They stayed there, static, immobile, possessed of enormous negative inertia. The rest of her, however, was still idling. And with her feet anchored to the floor, the rest of her went like this. She went. Extraterrestrially superfluous, something so mathematically hirsute, that to this very instant I doubt the evidence of my own oracular organs. Because, ladies and gentlemen, standing there alone upon the proscenium, at this point clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago. Without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from between those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the very gyrations of her body were calling out my name. Yes. Yes, she went like this, she went. T-shirts for sale on your way out. Some nights I don't feel good enough, about the show to plug it, but yeah, there's T-shirts on your way out. Wait. I played so much blues, my guitar is protesting. Country Western, I was they don't have to turn up the amp either. I hope this is better.
Feeling it.